Lonnie Stark of Stark Silver Creek, and welcome to another edition of Loretto Live. We have a special treat today. As you probably know from our website, we've kicked off the 2010 Loretto calendar to support the children at the Internato School in Loretto. Today is a special session because I have Linda Nichols, who is a longtime resident of Loretto and also an ambassador for the Internato School in Loretto, joining us. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you so much, Lonnie. It's a fun place to be.
Great. I know there's been a lot of excitement online around the 2010 Loretto calendar, but I think and we are starting to raise sort of record numbers of dollars to help support and address some of the needs for the Internato School. But we haven't talked a lot about the Internato School. So I wanted to spend some time today discussing that. But firstly, can you tell us a little about yourself and how you got introduced to Loretto and became a permanent resident in the area?
Well, I arrived in Loretto from Southern California, not such a big jump. Felt I needed to do something in the community. I had a dear friend who has since passed away, Ann O'Neill, who had started working there helping the children. It was an exceedingly poor situation. She and I became friends. She decided I should come and work with the younger children while she taught English to the older children. After that, it just snowballed. I mean, we thought there were no showers. We had 75 children with one water faucet. They were sleeping on crummy mattresses. They went to school poorly with food. And we thought, what can we do? So we basically started a little program to make life better for them. It made our lives better, too, as well.
So just to give a time frame, how long ago was this that this effort started?
This was 17 years ago. I've been here in Loretto 21 years. I'm in Nopalo, right close to Loretto Bay, and I just wanted to do something that would keep me going. We retired very early. I wanted a cause, and I wanted a cause in the community that I felt was worthwhile. I could see that this Internato program was the only way that children from ranchos would be able to get a K through 6th grade education, and they couldn't have a good education if they were hungry, poorly dressed, and didn't have shoes. And that's what started it.
That's a wonderful story. What is the Internato School? You sort of alluded to it, but what does it look like? So for people that haven't visited it in Loretto, what does it look like? What is the sort of goals of it now that it's grown from when you started it 17, 18 years ago?
Okay, the Loretto Internato is located in Colonia Zaragoza, which was originally the Ejido given land. The Mexican government sponsored the Internatos 30-some years ago because they, at that time, did realize as well, children in outlying ranchos could not come to school. The Internatos are all built basically on the same floor plan. There's dormitories, there's a common eating area, there's always a small home for the director and family to live, there are bathrooms, there's a sports area. Now, that all sounds very well, but 17, 18 years ago, it was there, but it was not maintained because the Mexican government could not maintain it. Finances were tight. So the children arrived, they slept there, they stay from Monday through Friday, they go home on the weekends, help their moms and dads on the ranchos, turn around and come back on Sunday evening and do the whole thing again. They attend public school. The public school for my children is a half a block away. They do not attend school in the Internato. Think of the Internato as a hostel where they sleep, where they're cared for, where medicine is given if they have sniffles, where they have 24-hour parental care, which happens to be the director and other members that are paid by the government. That's pretty much what the Internato is. They are not orphans. They have great moms and dads. It's just they have really poor moms and dads that live on the ranchos.
This is fabulous that it really provides an opportunity to those that are in less fortunate circumstances to really get a quality education, which I think, just thinking back to sort of my life, that you know, the importance of having a good education in terms of future opportunities.
It's absolutely correct, and we've taken it further. Since we've gotten better and smarter at what we're doing, we now have a scholarship program, because they're supposed to stay at the Internato only K through 6, but we have got a special dispensation which allows children who wish to go on to junior high, who have decent grades, and moms and dads want them to go on, we provide the funds necessary for uniform, shoes, socks, underwear, and sporting equipment and paper, and off they go to junior high.
That's just fantastic. And how many children are part of this now every year? You said before 75. Has that number grown since then?
No, this is interesting. The number has gone down, and I'll tell you why. The ranchers are not having the number of children that they used to have. We have fewer little children. I'm talking 6, 7, 8-year-olds, because there are no brothers and sisters coming along down the line. Right now, we are up to 52 children. Most of those at this particular moment are children 9, 10, and up to 14, 15, going on to junior high and even going on to high school. I know the age sounds funny, but sometimes they skip a year or two if they're needed back at the rancho. And all this is done with the blessing of the moms and dads, which is actually pretty special.
It is. And for, you know, we're obviously raising some funds as part of the 2010 Loreto calendar, but the needs are, I'm sure above and beyond that. For those that are listening, what are the type of ways that they can support this cause, and what are the items or items that are needed in the school? What are ways that people can help?
Bonnie, you know, the best thing that can happen is that the North Americans, Canadians, and whatever else we have such a great melting pot here in Loreto, decide to just come and visit, to come and be with the children. They don't even have to speak Spanish. Sit down, look at the children, give them 5 uninterrupted minutes, show up with socks. I know this sounds silly. Mm-hmm. Underwear, it's a big item. I have children arriving from the rancho who do not have underwear. We have to resolve that problem. Make them aware that they are loved and cared for. When they're in families of 7 to 8 brothers and sisters, mom and dad are really busy. They don't have a lot of time for one-on-one. They're always welcome, people to come visit, see the school. The director store is always open. Little things. Remember, these are students, but they're still children. And so if you think children, you can always show up with something that's important for them.
That's fantastic. And so if someone, I know there are both residences here in the U.S. and Canada who obviously have homes down in Loreto, both in Loreto and Loreto Bay as well. How do they sort of schedule something? You know, obviously we don't want, people don't want to sort of become overwhelming to the Internato, but is there someone they can email, or if they want to visit, how do they do that?
Well, they certainly can get in touch with me. I am available to meet and greet at any given time. Realize that the children are off to public school during the day. They're back on grounds at the hostel, the Internato, at 3 in the afternoon. There's time for homework, visiting, etc. I would be happy to take anyone around. And if they need any more ideas about sizes or clothing, just give me a shout.
Fantastic. So what's the sort of future vision of the Internato? It seems that it was developed first for K to 6th grade, and now there's this fund that's being set up to help support even further education after they, quote-unquote, graduate from the Internato, right? And that's actually something I've seen Marla Daly be involved in as well, and on the website tmre.org. What's the sort of vision going forward of how you want to sort of grow both in the support of the children, but also in other ways?
I actually think that our direction is moving toward the education of the children, the further education. We've done a lot as far as maintenance, repairs, comfort for the children. Now we're sort of shifting a little bit, Lonnie, because originally we were doing making brownies and cookies, and so our funds were quite limited. We are becoming a little more visual in the community, and we would like to see more children, if they are willing and if they can maintain their grade level. This is a contract with them. We will send you on, but you, your responsibility, my dear, is to keep your grades up. And this is, you know, this is fair. This is how it should be. And so we're hoping to have more money available to hand out those scholarships so that we don't have to say no. Right now we have 21 children going on to school. That's basically secondary, junior high, high school, and we have three in college, which is our big, shining, shining star out there. And we'd like to hopefully send more.
Great, and this is the effort then is the one that has been created, this fund, correct, for scholarships?
That is correct, Lonnie, absolutely. When Anne O'Neill wrote her book, she dedicated all proceeds of that book. Interest from the proceeds go to the Internato solely for the education of children. That was something that was very important to her. However, we seem to be growing, and we're looking out in the community for possibly a little more help so that we don't have to turn some children down.
To give a, it'd be great if you can give some idea, to send a child after they've gone through the sort of Internato program to further education, what's the approximate cost per child?
Okay, junior high is a bargain. we're giving the children we're giving them 1,000 pesos at the beginning of the school year, and we'll get that, which would be $100 if you round it off. It's certainly different than that. And then we would give them another 500 when the semester break came. They must in turn report what they spend the money on. They may not spend it on CDs and that kind of stuff. It must be school supplies. Going on to high school, we've moved it up to 2,000 pesos. And of course, college is up there. Our shining star per year is right about $400 a year. So that's our big expense. And we have more children now going on to the higher school level. And so our expenses are going to go up a little bit.
That's good to know, just to have some idea of the different levels. And it seems that it's still, I mean, these numbers are far less than compared to U.S. Education costs.
It is. I'm not saying that the education level maybe is less too, but no, it is. But it seems to me, Lonnie, that if we can move them ahead, even to junior high, and say my junior high student passes junior high and he decides he wants to go back to the rancho and be the best darn goat rancher he can be, you know, he can count better, he can add, he can subtract, he can buy food for the animals better. He's a smarter rancher, and yes, I've got no problem with that. I think that's a success in itself.
This program has been operating for quite a while. Do you have graduates that come back, whether they are ones that left and then found their way into other parts, or whether you support them all the way until they reach college? Do you have sometimes graduates coming back who are now in a different phase of their life and just sort of successful and happy in what they're doing and, you know, just...
We do indeed. I'll make this a quick story. I have children all the time stopping me on the street who have made it through high school now, and they hold down a job, or if they're in town, something that they're comfortable with, and they stand there in front of me, and I haven't seen them since they're 8 years old, 10 years old, and they say, "Linda, do you remember my name? And this is my wife, and this is my child, and I am working here, and my sister is working there." So yes, I see them all the time. We see them all the time. Because this is a community and a culture of extended family, it's not like the United States. The children want to return and be close to the family. So if their job can be found here in Loretto, that is the best best possible thing in the world for them.
Well, Linda, it's been great chatting with you, and I'm really looking forward to our visit down November 12th. And definitely we want to hook up with you and make sure we spend some time at the Internado. It's a fantastic effort that you have down there, and you've obviously committed to this cause, having spent 17, 18 years, and it seems that a lot of children have benefited from it. So it's just a privilege to be involved in it in some small way with this effort we have for the 2010 Loreto calendar. So,
oh, Lonnie, it's not a small way. I think that the more people respond, then the word gets out, and it is just, you feel in your heart that you're doing something really well, and I know that you will feel that way with, if you don't already, with the calendars. It's just a nifty, neat thing to do, and it makes you part of the community. People live in a community sometimes, but they're not part of it.
Wise words, Linda. And Clint and I are obviously not able to be down in Loreto as much as we like to, but we try to use our technology and everything else to basically virtually be in, there when we're not.
Well, Lonnie, you need to get smart like we were and retire 20 some years, while you're young, and come down and enjoy it.
You know what? It's sort of funny. It'd be fabulous to retire early, but we're sort of straddling both the Loreto adventure and the adventure we have here in the Bay Area. And I'm sure if you have friends with the Loreto Bay, you'll know that there's a certain irony to having a place in paradise and still having to, because of it, having to extend your retirement date a little further down.
I know. All I can say to you is we were smart. We did it when it was very, very reasonable.
It was funny. I had a breakfast with Marla and Kirk at along the Malecon, and they whispered to me, when they arrived, how much they paid for their place and stuff, and it was just hilarious.
I know what they paid, and I know what I paid. Yes.
Hey, you discovered it early, so
I think it's
fair.
We actually planned on living in Cambria, California. Robin, my husband, was a potter for many years, and we were going to do that scene. And we came down to Loreto, and we just did a complete turnaround and said, no, this is it. We're here. We're here.
Yeah, great. And I was telling this to Marla a little while ago, Linda, just how what's interesting about Loreto is anything, sir, you do can be so impactful, which is, I think, really inspiring. So, and sort of the work you've done is really inspiring. So, thanks for all the stuff that you do down there.
Oh, no, listen, this is what keeps me going. It's fun. I wouldn't do it if it wasn't fun.
Absolutely. So we will post up your contacts on starksilvercreek.com, and really appreciate your time today, Linda.
Oh, I appreciate your time. It was so nice getting to talk to you, and I feel like I really know you now, and this is a good thing. And when you come, I will host you, and the director, Chewy Martinez, will be so happy to see you at the school.
Fabulous. And I guess the word's out, too. Anyone else who wants to go and visit, give
Anyone
Linda a shout.
Anyone who wants to go and visit, give me a shout, and we will go. They can be bombarded by kisses from at least 50 children. You can't beat it.
Fabulous. Thank you for your time, and see you soon.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye. This is Lonnie Stark of Stark Silver Creek, and thank you for listening to another edition of Loreto Live.